And welcome to the Ted Brewer Show with Austin Brewer. Having a blast. I did a show last night. I hope you guys got to hear all that. And then I was on with Dave Hagman. Now I'm putting names together, Austin. It's Dave Hagman. It's Doug Hagman and Dave Hodges. I was on with Dave Hodges. Doug Hagman was on after me. I can use that as an excuse. And it was interesting. I started talking about a little lady. Austin, do you remember years ago when we went to Russia?
Yes. Is that the question?
Yeah, you remember you were there. Remember, we took that cruise ship to St. Petersburg,
yeah.
And then we got off the ship and we hired that driver, and he took us all over the place for 2 days. That's when we went to the military museum when they had those missiles with the nuclear tipped missiles out there in the artillery museum, and we got to travel over the place. Do you remember we got to see the Church of the Spilled Blood and St. Isaac's Cathedral, and you know we got to see the first. Catherine's Summer Palace and Catherine's Winter Palace and all that. Do you remember when we went to that one church that was out in the country and that little lady was out there begging for money? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember I gave her that money? It's a few dollars in cash, I think $4 or $5 $1 bills, and she started praying, just praying for us. And I don't know if you remember that or not. And the craziest thing about that was I talked about it on the show last night, and you know, I said, you know, this is what Christians are supposed to do. We're supposed to support the needy, help the widows, help the orphans, you know. But the problem that, and I couldn't get this out last night because I ran out of time, the problem is Christians have neglected their responsibility as far as government. They've neglected it. They decided because of Romans 13 and because it was mistaught back in the 1800s that they didn't have to be involved in government affairs. And they didn't have to put Christians in office, that they were taught that basically the Bible says, you know, to obey your leaders, obey the king, which we don't have a king, we have a constitution. And so now they've pretty much sat back for the last 150, 170 years and allowed this liberalism to run amok. And now we're forced to get involved from a militant standpoint in that we have to take sides and go and march and carry on, when none of this would have been necessary if, as a Christian nation, how we were founded, if we would have stayed involved in government and we would have stayed involved in what was going on in Washington. And we would have not allowed Washington to become so stinking corrupt. Now we're in the middle of this mess where we basically are under tyranny again because we didn't pay attention to the government because we listened to Romans 13 incorrectly. And now we're in a situation where we're having to backpedal and do things and protest and all these nutty things that Christians aren't supposed to do. We're supposed to love one another, support one another, help one another, and keep this government clean. And I'm not saying we should never, ever let anybody but Christians come to the United States. That's simply not something I believe. But we need to be vetting these people properly, make sure they're not coming here to destroy our way of life. It's like Russia said, you know, we're not going to set up prayer places for these guys to pray when they come into the country. If they don't like the way Russia is, stay where you are. It doesn't matter. We don't need you here. See, that's the kind of attitude we need to take as a Bible-believing country, as far as I'm concerned. But, of course, Obama has now told everybody that we're no longer a Christian nation. Let me start off with this first story that came that's out of Zero Hedge. China halts stock trading for a day after an entire market crash. Zero Hedge. Following the initial halt in the CSI 300 futures at the 5% minimum down level, the afternoon session opened to more carnage and amid the worst first day of the year in at least 15 years. Chinese stocks collapsed further to a 7% crash. At 13:34 local time, stock trading was halted for the rest of the day all across the exchanges at least 2 hours early. Dow futures are down by over 150 points from New York close. Gold and treasuries are bid offshore. The yuan has plunged most since the August devaluation. Now I want to go one more thing. I'm going to take you back to the gold markets, and we're also going to go to the Dow. Right now, the Dow Jones is down 393 points. The Nasdaq's down 131 points. In Europe, the DAX is down 459 points. The FTSE's down 148 points. In Asia, it ended up with the final carnage of the Nikkei, the Japanese, being down 582. The Hang Seng was down 586 points. Now, the reason this has happened is this market has been, in my opinion, I'm not clairvoyant, so I can't tell you why it happened, but this is why I think it happened. Everybody has to pay capital gains taxes on earnings and increases. Everybody held on to these stocks and these portfolios through the end of the year so they'd have no tax liability for last year. Does that make sense, Austin?
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did, now they've got an entire year to pay the taxes on this, and so everybody started dumping stuff. Plus, we talked about this in detail last night, what's going to happen with the markets this year, as I predicted this last night would start happening, and it's exactly what I said would happen. Look what happened to gold. This morning, out of Hong Kong, gold got bid up from 1065 all the way up to 1075. Then it hit London, it continued to get bid up until it hit about 1078. Then what happened? New York opened up, and then it jumped all the way to almost 1085. And then New York threw their naked shorts on the gold again and drove the price back down to 1072. Now it's stabilized at 1075. See, again, this is exactly what we talked about last night, about the naked shorts that are being used to control the precious metals market. Here's the problem. Sooner or later, enough people are going to start taking possession and stop buying paper gold and paper silver and start requiring basically to go to Steve Quayle's website or wherever they want to get it from and buy this gold, buy this silver. And when that happens, there won't be any supply of it whatsoever. And when that happens, when there's no physical that can be delivered any longer, Austin, they can no longer play with this paper like this. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, you're spot on. That's what we talked about last night. Right now, the only reason why gold and silver are so cheap on spot value is because those are paper numbers. Try and get physical delivery of silver for, you know, $13.87 an ounce is what it is currently right now. Try and find that anywhere. You won't find it anywhere. Even if you're trying to buy, you know, straight bars, you're still going to pay a $2 or $3 an ounce premium on it just because you're taking physical delivery. And that's what's going to happen. Is once people start realizing that these guys are leveraged out 200 and 300 to 1, which means, you know, they may sell 300 ounces of gold for every 1 ounce they actually have in physical possession. Once people figure that out and they go to cash in on this and they say, I want my physical delivery of, you know, 100,000 ounces of gold, and they say, well, we don't have it. As soon as that happens, it will immediately start a landslide in the metals market, because once that gets wind and people realize that they can't take their physical possession of the metals anymore, that's it. It's over with. There's absolutely no telling where the metals will go at that point. And like I said yesterday, though, do not go out and buy silver and gold right now in paper form, or try and buy it even in physical form on the reliance that you're going to try and make a ton of money. I never recommend people do that. I tell them to buy silver and gold in physical possession if they want it as basically a wealth preservation tool in order to keep some money alive as the economy collapses. But don't go run out and buy, you know, 100 ounces of silver and get mad at me when it doesn't go up to 500 an ounce next.
You know, well, you know, people say, well, they really can't rig this stuff. Are you kidding me? They've been charged for felonies and were convicted of felonies in both LIBOR and Forex rigging. I mean, this has been going on now for years. I mean, this whole thing is being done by the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Satan group that basically are trying to completely control the world through the central banks, owned by the Rothschild Corporation, their subsidiary and interlocking corporation corporate directorships. This is what's going on right now. That's why the whole world gets affected by this mess, because remember, there's a Rothschild central bank in China. There's a Rothschild central bank in Russia. There's a Rothschild central bank in the United States. There's not one in Iran. There wasn't one in Iraq. There wasn't one in Egypt. Now there is. Okay. So, except for Iran. Iran has still remained out of that. And like we talked about last night, the Saudis are actually having to float bonds now because they can't pay their bills, which blows my mind. I guess their lifestyle is so extreme and their investments are so fragile. I guess they don't want to mess with them. I don't know. But that's what's interesting. But we promised that people were going to talk about some health and nutritious stuff today. Let's do it, Austin. What do you want to talk about to start with?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that a lot of people, obviously New Year's, always want to know about is basically how to burn body fat and get in better shape and just have a better year as far as health and longevity, weight, energy, strength. And so, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing that a lot of people, I think, are requesting us discuss today.
Well, you're right. And, you know, in fact, it's so funny. I had a friend come over that I haven't seen in a few years today. And I looked at him and I said, dude, you've lost some weight or something's different with you. He's a former ex-police officer, really, really nice guy. He's got a business now that's pretty remarkable as far as he actually has a trucking device that attaches to the tires and to the axles that generates energy, which runs the reefer systems on these big trucks, which allow them not to burn as much diesel fuel running the reefer And because of the way he's doing it, it runs much more quiet. In fact, he said a lot of the reefers run 85 decibels. His reefers run like 70 decibels. And when he said when they're making deliveries in London, they can't be over 80 decibels or they wouldn't even allow them to come into London because of the noise pollution. So pretty interesting guy. But he shows up today. The first thing I said to him, I said, dude, you've lost weight. He said, something's different. He goes, well, no. He goes, I've started doing push-ups every day. And I said, okay, how many push-ups do you do today? He goes, I do 60 push-ups every morning when I get up. I'm like, okay, because every morning, every single morning, I get up and do 60 push-ups. And I said, man, it shows. And so it was interesting, just that little bit of consistency over the past 3 years has made a huge transformation in the way he looks. Now, that's why the reason I'm bringing this up to you guys right now, it's not if you get on a diet or you start eating clean now for the next 3 or 4 weeks, you know, and you start eating junk again, it's not going to make a bit of difference. You might as well just keep eating the junk the whole time, okay? You got to be consistent. It's the consistent effort over a long period of time that brings you consistent results. People need to understand that. So what I do every single morning, because I promise you guys, I'll tell you how I keep my weight down and maintain my weight. Every single morning, without a fail, I get up in the morning, I use the bathroom, I get on the same set of scales every single day, and I log my weight in. And if my weight's up a pound or 2 pounds after I got back from Germany, it was up 5 pounds, which was completely unacceptable for me. I've taken that back down now to where it was before I left. What I do is I monitor my food intake that day. So my weight's up a pound or 2 pounds or 6 ounces or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. I make sure I eat enough food less that day to make sure my weight comes back down so I can monitor it. And what I did is I set myself up for about 195 to 199 is where I stay. I really need to be about 189 because I'm 60 years old now. And I'm not carrying as much lean muscle mass as I did when I was in my 30s, but I really need to go ahead and get my weight down about 10 more pounds. That's my goal for the new year. But remember, I'm like 197, 198 this morning, so I only have like 8 pounds. See, that's where you want to be. You don't want to be where, oh my gosh, I got to lose 150 pounds. Now, some of you are like that and you're listening today, and that's okay too. But don't make the 150 pounds your weight loss goal. Don't do that. Make 10 pounds your weight loss goal. Say, well, I weigh 300 pounds. Okay, well, I want to weigh 290. See, tell yourself you're going to weigh 290. Give yourself 3 or 4 weeks, get down to 290. Maintain that weight, then give yourself another goal. Make short incremental goals to lose the weight if you're really, really overweight, but don't starve yourself because remember, every pound of muscle burns about 50 calories of energy per day. If you start burning muscle instead of fat, what'll happen is you'll lower your own basal metabolic rate. So if you lose 10 pounds of muscle from that point forward, now you have to eat 500 calories less per day or you start gaining weight back. You don't want to do that. That's why you have to incorporate resistance training with your calorie reduction and your intake reduction, and you need to be eating 6 small meals a day. Now, what I tell folks is this. Eat 6 small meals a day. Stay on low glycemic foods. In other words, don't eat a whole bunch of white bread. Don't eat any white bread or sugar or that kind of nonsense. Stay with things that are going to not spike your blood sugar. We'll talk about why that's important in a moment. But eat 6 small meals a day and keep your calorie intake to 10 times your ideal body weight. So if you want to weigh 180 pounds and you're a guy, take it 1,800 calories a day. Never, ever, never, ever go less than that. That's super important. If you're a woman and you want to weigh 120 pounds, times it by 10, that's 1,200 calories a day. Never, ever go under that. And you eat 6 small meals a day, low glycemic foods, foods that aren't sugary. Like, no, you don't want to eat a bunch of potatoes and juice and all that to get those calories in because they're very high glycemic foods. They elevate blood sugar. When you elevate blood sugar, you release a hormone called insulin. The insulin takes that extra sugar and converts it into fat and stores it. Now, if you eat low glycemic foods and you keep your blood sugar real stable all day, your body will continually release glucagon throughout the day to burn stored body fat for fuel. And that's where you want to be. You want to be releasing glucagon. So you don't want to be on a ketogenic diet because I don't believe in releasing ketones. I don't believe in ketogenic diets like the Atkins diet. I don't like that at all because it's way too hard on the heart. The reason it's so hard on the heart is because your blood starts getting real, real thick on that kind of diet. It makes the heart pump really hard. That's why so many people have heart attacks on that program. It's not healthy. You don't want to be on a pure protein diet. It's not healthy for anybody. You got to mix vegetables in with it. Plus, you need to be taking HGH Stimulate. That's a product that we carry that basically helps to burn body fat and melt cellulite. It's a great product. It also increases libido in men without making you go blind and deaf, which is kind of interesting. That's what Viagra and Cialis warns you about. In addition to that, I recommend you take CLA every single day and that you take cod liver oil every day. In fact, you take about a quarter teaspoon or half a teaspoon of cod liver oil with every meal. It'll really slow down the absorption process of the food and keep your blood sugar really stable throughout the day. In addition to that, do some type of cardio exercise combined with resistance training every day. Now, if you only want to do cardio 3 times a week, that's okay, but make sure you do at least 3 times a week. The resistance training has to be 4 to 6 times a week and no more than 20 to 40 minutes for the entire workout, including the cardio, and try not to work each body part more than twice, maybe three times a week. Don't be doing the same thing every single day. Rotate your body parts. And that's what I always recommend, Austin, as far as burning body fat. It works really, really well. I know you're all about that stuff now, too. So anything else you can suggest on that?
Yes, make sure your water intake is where it needs to be. A lot of people forget that as a very key, crucial role. You need the water in your system to basically to flush out the fat, flush out toxins, also keep the blood viscosity, you know, thin. So drinking at least half your body weight in purified water, half your body weight in fluid ounces of purified water every day is crucial. We usually recommend distilled water. We carry the distillers here at healthmasters.com. If you have something like an RO unit in your house, those are also excellent. If you're on a budget, you know, and you absolutely have to, you can always use the RO units that they have at Publix and Walmart and fill up gallons there. It's like 30 cents a gallon. But anything's better than drinking straight tap water because that's just absolutely garbage. And the problem with the tap water is it contains the fluoride and the chlorine, which in turn absorbs to the thyroid and causes the thyroid to slow down tremendously. So another aspect of the burning body fat, a lot of people have messed up that I've worked with from what I've seen. A lot of people have messed up their metabolism through poor diet. They say, well, I'm only eating, you know, this many amount of calories a day. But they have a massive breakfast and they have a massive dinner right before they go to bed. And that's all they eat all day. Nothing else throughout the day. The problem that happens when you do that is you massively slow down the metabolism because it thinks you're essentially in starvation mode. You don't eat for 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day between meals. So it thinks it needs to hold on to as much body fat as it can. In turn, causes the thyroid to downregulate the T3 hormone so you don't burn body fat. So a good product, that if you start getting back on a solid food regimen, like Dad was saying a second ago, you know, 5, 6, 7 small meals a day, you can also add in a product we have called Thyroid Support. It's a very, very popular product, and it's very effective. It's all natural. It really basically helps to stimulate and maintain healthy thyroid gland. It also has a small amount of iodine in it, and we also carry the iodine separately if you want to add an additional amount. And on top of that as well, the cinnamon extract fuel burner is another one that we carry that's really good, as what Dad was saying earlier as well, to reduce insulin spikes. You take one to two of the cinnamon extracts with every main meal. It does a tremendous job at stabilizing blood sugar and reducing insulin spikes. Those two key supplements right there are tremendous. And also, like he said, hitting the cardio. I've always been a big advocate of doing cardio in the morning whenever I've been getting ready for a contest or something with bodybuilding. That's usually a staple in my protocol, is about 10 to 15 minutes of low intensity cardio right when I get out of bed on an empty stomach. You don't want to go much over about 15 minutes because you will start going catabolic because you don't have any nutrients in your system. But what I usually do is, in order to prevent any type of insulin spikes by putting carbohydrates in right when I wake up, I usually drink a product that we carry. It's called BCAAs with L-glutamine. It's branched chain amino acids, which is just L-leucine, isoleucine, and one other one. I can't remember off the top of my head. It's on the website, though, and it's got L-glutamine in it. Those amino acids are very good for muscle preservation. Usually drink a big glass of water with those in it. Why I do the 10 to 15 minutes of cardio in the morning really gets the appetite going, gets the thyroid going, gets the metabolism going, and gives you a chance to get in a large amount of water as well first thing in the morning, and then after that, then we start making breakfast. And I usually, my staple breakfast that I always tell people that I absolutely love is eggs and oatmeal. You really can't go wrong with eggs and oatmeal as long as you're keeping your portion sizes correct with your oatmeal and not going berserk and eating, you know, 2, 3, 4 cups of oatmeal in the morning. It's a really, really good carb, really low glycemic, stabilizes blood sugar, and then throw in a couple whole eggs, and you have a really, really low glycemic, solid fat, solid protein breakfast in the morning.
That's good, Austin. Also, make sure those eggs are organic. Make sure that oatmeal is slow cook organic. Very, very important that you do that. It's so, you know, it's critical. I mean, we have chickens. I mean, you probably think, Brewer has chickens. You know, we actually have chickens. I've got about 13 chickens running around in the backyard, and we collect eggs every day, and we give them organic feed. So we have fresh farm eggs. 7 to 8 this time of year in the summertime when they start really laying eggs. In the springtime, you know, we'll have up to a dozen eggs a day. Don't fall into that trap of saying, well, I'm not going to eat the yolk. The yolk is full of sulfur. The sulfur is really good for your eyes, for your skin, for your hair, for your fingernails. Sulfur is an essential mineral. You've got to have it. People eat the whites all the time. They throw the sulfur away. That's an incomplete food as far as I'm concerned. They need to eat the entire egg. That's super, super important. And plus, if you're eating organic eggs, why are you going to waste all those yolks? That's nonsense. You can at least use them in a recipe if you're going to do that. But don't throw them away. They're too important, and they're too important for your body and for your body chemistry. But so really, for ladies, as long as you don't have an egg allergy, you can eat 3 or 4 eggs a day, and it makes your hair grow like crazy along with your fingernails, and it makes your skin look really good too. So Sharon does that, but she did that, excuse me, but then she developed an egg allergy, which I'm sure she'd had her whole life. And she ended up not being able to do that. So now she uses a Fit Food protein. And we also have other types of protein available to, you know, at the house. We also just got a bunch of deer meat from a friend of ours, and we use that. So it's all, they make that pretty much is organic deer meat. And we have it processed. We got 3 deer this year, and we'll eat that for the next couple of months. And we'll also do organic beef. I have no problem with that. Organic chicken, organic fish, but I only eat scaled fish. I don't eat skin fish. I don't eat catfish. I don't eat eel. I don't eat snakes. I don't eat turtles. I don't eat weird stuff like that the Bible says not to eat. I don't do it because there's a reason God told us in the Old Testament not to eat unclean meats. And now we find out from the World Health Organization just a few weeks ago that pork causes cancer. I've been telling you guys that for 35 years, that pork causes cancer. God told you that back 2,000 years ago when he gave you the Torah, actually 20 longer than that, close to 3,000 years ago. And then that's exactly what he meant by that. When he said when you eat this type of food and you break these laws, you're going to get all these wasting diseases, which is cancer, and these long and lingering diseases, which are like diabetes or cancer also. So there's certain foods you've got to avoid. So don't eat the pork, the shellfish, don't eat margarine, don't eat aspartame or Splenda, drink purified water. Use our salt that we have at the office. We have a really good salt that's super inexpensive. You get like a pound of salt for, I think, $7 or $8. It'll last you like forever. It's pink. It's a pink salt. And oh my goodness, it tastes good. And it's mined from deep within the earth. The problem with getting Morton salt and salts like that is they use drying beds. And when they spray the chemtrails over the drying beds, all those chemicals they're spraying in the air end up in the drying beds, and they're not separated from the salt. So you get contamination in the salt when it's in a drying bed when you have chemtrails sprayed over, which only makes sense. You have to get deep mined salt. And that's what we sell at the office. And like, I think it's $8 for a pound of this stuff. And it lasts a long, long time.
Yeah, now one thing I did want to elaborate a little bit more on the eggs, for anybody, now like I said, this is only an exception for you guys that are really, really into training extremely heavy and you need a higher protein intake. I usually stick with 4 whole eggs every morning. Now, depending on my caloric intake and my protein needs, I will add in organic Valley, organic whole egg whites. Now, I don't separate them. I don't do that because, like he said, I don't want to waste the yolks on them. I like the whole eggs. I do buy separate organic egg whites, though, to add in more additional protein in addition to my whole eggs. I never eat egg whites by themselves. I don't recommend it. I don't even think it's quite healthy. Like he said, it's incomplete food, and you really need the fats in there. But for anybody that's trying to get your protein intake up and trying to put on additional muscle mass, the extra added egg whites organic with the organic whole eggs are definitely a good addition if you want to do it that way.
And now let's talk about how having healthy blood sugar. You know, when the Doug called me a year ago, his blood sugar was, gosh, close to 500, and he was fixing to go to the hospital, bless his heart. He didn't know what to do because he's about to go into a diabetic coma. And what happened is he called me up and he said, I don't know what to do. And I said, well, Doug, you know, I sent you some stuff, but you got to make sure you keep the diet really clean. You got to take your supplements every day. And he didn't realize how important the supplements were in helping to stabilize and maintain healthy blood sugar. Now, what he did, he changed his diet. He got on a low glycemic diet protocol, started taking the cinnamon, the turmeric, the D3 and the cod liver oil. And that's what's on that protocol. Isn't it awesome?
Yes, I can pull it up real quick if you want
me. Yeah, because I don't have it in front of me. And he started taking that every single day, and all of a sudden, like within a week, his blood sugar started coming down very, very quickly, and he's been able to maintain it. Now, the last one went back to his doctor. Now, he worked with his doctor in medicating, changing his medication, and telling his doctor he was changing his diet and taking supplements, his medical doctor up in Pennsylvania. And finally, the doctor pulled him off the drugs, and Doug basically now has been told by his doctor that he's no longer adult-onset diabetic. So that's pretty cool. And so that's been going on now for about a year. He's been doing great. That's why his blood sugar is so strong. And of course, Dave Hodges, he's done a lot with his joints too, as far as healthy joint protocols. But the whole thing about it is this. And I mentioned this again, and I'm going to say it one more time to you guys. It's not what you do from Christmas to New Year that's going to hurt you. It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. If you eat some stuff over Christmas you shouldn't eat until the first of the year, whatever. It's what you do from New Year's to Christmas that'll do you in. You can't be eating a junk food diet for, you know, 11 and a half months out of the year and wonder why you feel so bad and why you feel so awful. But now a lot of people gain 8 to 12 pounds over the holidays, and we're just telling you now how you get that off very, very, very quickly. Website is healthmasters.com for those of you who are just tuning in. Healthmasters.com. We're here to help you. We have folks that are there to answer the telephone. You get a live representative. In fact, you'll probably get a brewer. Pretty much all the brewers answer the phones. I was talking to a lady today whose husband was wanting to gain some weight from some surgery that he had done from years ago. I won't tell you because you may know who she is. But anyhow, so I told her, if you want to gain weight for the first of the year, which most people don't care about that, you can use sesame seed, flaxseed, and sunflower seeds. You can grind them into like a powder, like in a coffee grinder. They have to be ground up into like a powder. And you can add some brown rice syrup in with them, and you can eat them like a granola. You have to make it fresh every day because it will go rancid. Or you can even put them on a protein shake. That's okay, too. A cup of them is around 1,000 calories. So if you're trying to gain weight or keep your weight up, it's a really, really healthy thing to do. And it's very high, high, high nutrient density. So
hey, make sure, bud, go ahead and hold the show real quick. I got to handle something real quick here in the office. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, that's right. But the sesame seed, the sunflower seeds, and the flax seeds, they need to all be organic. That's very, very important that you do that. They need to be ground into a powder, and you've got to basically sweeten them, otherwise you won't be able to eat it. And it's absolutely delicious. But don't eat flax seeds unless they're ground. Flax seeds are one of the best things you can do, especially for your prostate, guys. They're a phenomenal product. We also have prostate support here that works really well. It helps keep your prostate strong. I take it every single day now that I'm 60 years old. But I was taking it off and on, but I decided that now at this age, at this point, I need to go ahead and start really be taking care of my prostate because I've never had any prostate issues. I want to make sure I keep it that way. Always remember, it's easier to avoid cancer. It's easier to avoid heart disease. It's easier to avoid adult onset diabetes than it is to try to get rid of it. Some of these conditions are so bad. And they're so difficult to get rid of, sometimes it takes years and years and years of drug therapy. So it's just easier to eat the right kind of foods and have the right kind of lifestyle. Now, I'm not saying there's not a genetic component that some people aren't going to come down with these certain types of diseases regardless of how you eat. Sometimes that happens. But it's very, 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 very rare. And I've seen that repeatedly. Now, also remember, because in the 60s, with the polio and the stuff that we all were given that had that simian 40 monkey vaccine cancer cells in it. And a lot of people have stuff incorporated now into their DNA and they're coming out with bone, breast, and brain cancer in record numbers. But a lot of the brain cancer rates are being caused by the aspartame. Because when you can take, if you take diet sodas and you combine them with nitrites, so if you go out and have a pepperoni pizza and a diet soda and you combine those two together, you form a chemical called the diketiopeperazine. That's called the DKP in neurochemistry. That's the acronym for it. That degrades the form what's called the nitrosurea. And nitrosureas are one of the most effective agents known to man for producing malignant brain tumors in laboratory animals, particularly the Galil type of tumor, which is almost impossible to get rid of with conventional therapy or even alternative therapy. It's an unbelievably dangerous tumor that usually gets you 90 days to death. So let me tell you a story. Years ago, I was at Celebration, Florida, and there was a show. There was a store there. It used to be called the Thomas Kincaid store, and he's known as the painter of lights. Now, some of you may have heard the story. I'll make it short. But what happened is I went in one day.
Okay, I'm back, bud.
That's okay. I was telling a story about Scott over Celebration and okay. at Thomas Kincaid Gallery, and I was in there talking to him, and he's just sucking down diet sodas. And I told him, I said, don't do that. That causes brain cancer. And he started laughing at me. So I took him to my website. I Googled myself. I showed him who I was. Didn't make any difference. He thought it was funny. So he said, I don't believe you. I said, okay, don't believe me. It doesn't matter to me. Kept laughing. Finally, I said, look, I got to go. So I left. About a year later, we went back over, and we went over with a man by the name of Dr. Lenny Giamatteo from Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida, one of the top professors there, and his wife. And my wife, we went back over to Celebration, and we walked by the Thomas Kincaid Gallery, and sure enough, Scott's still sitting in there. And I see him, I wave at him, and I walk by. And I'll never forget this. I got about 50 feet past the store, and someone tapped on my shoulder and said, Dr. Brewer, Scott wants to talk to you. I said, sure, I'll come back and talk to Scott. So I turn around, and I went back to see Scott, and he looked at me and I said, Scott, how are you doing? He goes, I'm not doing good. Barely talk. And he pulled his shirt back, and he was all burned on the throat. And I said, what's going on, dude? He goes, I've got brain cancer. And he'd been undergoing all the chemotherapy and all the radiation, and he looked awful, bless his heart. So this is the same guy that was laughing hysterically like a hyena about me a year earlier. You know, the whole thing about it is, guys, A man reaps what he sows. You know, if you eat all this poison to your body, it's going to come back. It's going to come back to haunt you, and then you're going to get all of these infectious diseases. You're going to get all of these things, all this stuff, inflammation diseases like lupus. I mean, all this stuff happens to you on a regular basis when you eat the wrong kind of foods. And there's all kinds of things you can do for all of these inflammatory diseases without the use of drugs to help ameliorate the symptoms. I'm not saying we're curing anything. What I'm saying is it just helps to ameliorate the symptoms. And see, the reality is this. If you eat the wrong foods, you're going to have the wrong body. If you eat the right foods, you're going to have a healthy body. That's just how it works. I just told, I drove by the office a little while ago, Austin. There was a colonel that was right down the street from you guys at the office. And he was out in the yard, sick as a dog. And I told him, I said, you need to be on some, from some D3, some iodine, and some vitamin C to help your immune system. He goes, I don't believe in vitamins. And I said, well, I can tell. Look at you. And he said, well, I just took a Z-Pack. It didn't help. And I said, well, no, I'm not saying that the vitamins are going to help at this point. You may have to be hospitalized. I said, but the point is, you need to be taking some type of supplement. He goes, well, I don't believe in vitamins. And I'm like, I know you already told me that. I got that. And so it was crazy because, I mean, the reality is, when do you start believing in vitamins? You know, 10 minutes before terminal, right before they wheel in the casket? I mean, when do you start believing in eating the right kind of foods? So I just want to encourage you guys. You know, I'm 60 years old. I feel great, but I must admit I'm a little bit stiff from throwing that Frisbee on Saturday because I haven't done it in 40 years, but I still was able to do it. But now that I know that I can still throw a Frisbee and run around and catch it, I'm going to start doing that on a regular basis just for the exercise of it. But I'll make sure that I'll be doing it on a flat surface now instead of in an open field with a bunch of holes that I was stepping in and jamming my spine. Probably like to do it on the beach one day. That'd be fun. That's what we used to always do when we were college at Florida State. We'd go to St. John's Island out there, right southwest of Tallahassee, and we'd go to St. John's and we'd go out there and throw the Frisbee on the beach. Beautiful, beautiful place to live, by the way, in that panhandle by beaches of Destin. That's where a good friend of mine, Charlie Ward, former Heisman Trophy winner, lives up in that area. And I talk to him all the time, text him all the time. But the reality is that, you know, here's what the thing is. If we just do what we're supposed to do, God will take care of the rest. If you give your body the right nutrients, you stay away from the GMO foods, you drink the water without the chlorine and the fluoride in it, and you just take good high-quality supplements, God will take care of you. I'm telling you, you stay healthy. It's not that big of a deal. And you got to watch your weight. You got to make sure you don't creep up a pound a month. Don't do that. A pound a month is 10, 12 pounds a year. You think, it's no big deal if I gain 10 pounds a year. Well, no, it really isn't a big deal. It's still until 15 years down the road when you gain 150 or 160 pounds. That's the problem. You see these guys in high school, they're in great shape, they're great athletes, they start drinking alcohol. You say, well, what's wrong with alcohol? Well, alcohol, I've never heard anybody say that, you know, I started drinking and my life got better. I've never heard that. It increases the risks of pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, and breast cancer. Plus, it almost completely stops the production of an enzyme called lipase in your body, which burns fat instead of storing fat. So that's why these guys, when they're drinking two or three beers a day, they start getting these beer guts. It's because of the alcohol and the inhibiting of the enzyme lipase. That's what causes it. So what you need to understand is that if you have an occasional beer or whatever, I don't care. God's not sending anybody to hell for drinking a beer. He said drunkenness is the problem, not drinking a beer. So I don't care, but don't be doing it every single day. When I'm talking occasional beer, I'm talking a couple times a year. And that's it. And if you do drink any alcohol at all, make sure you do all the rest of us a favor and get a designated driver and do your family a favor. You don't need to be involved with a drunk driving accident or DUI. Those are absolutely horrific, Austin. Anything else you want to add to this before we start on the news?
Oh, yeah. Well, I gave a lecture to one of my friends a couple of weeks ago because he, you know, was getting back into the gym, kind of getting, you know, back in the bodybuilding world again as far as weightlifting, eating clean, cardio. But, you know, and I saw him again, he's still drinking on the weekends. And I'm like, I told him, I said, you understand that pretty much everything you do all week to a T can't make up for the fact that you're consuming alcohol all weekend. You're drinking just completely, totally empty calories. And not only, like you said, when you take in all this alcohol, you completely stop lipase production, which burns body fat. Well, on top of that, you have to understand, ethanol or alcohol is so toxic to the body. When you take it in your system, anything else that's in your system, like that cheesy, beefy burrito from Taco Bell that a lot of people like to eat, or, you know, the blooming onion rings from, Outback Steakhouse, whatever garbage you ate while you're drinking, your body has absolutely nothing it wants to do more than metabolize and get rid of that alcohol as quickly as possible. So not only are you stopping the production of lipase, which helps to burn body fat, you're causing your body to have any extra calories that are in its system to immediately stop breaking those down and storing as body fat while it tries to get rid of the alcohol in its system because it's so toxic. I mean, it's classified as a neurotoxin. This is not good. This is not a good compound that needs to be on your daily or weekly or monthly regimen, especially if you have any type of concern about your health, weight training, exercise, physique, muscle mass, anything. Alcohol, in my opinion, is one of the single most toxic compounds you can put in your body when it comes to any type of athletic training. So if you want to do it, do it, but that's just my stance on it. I just thought I'd add that in there.
Well, you know, here's the thing with alcohol. You know, a lot of people drink real wine during communion. That's why I don't make a big issue about occasional drinking wine or communion or anything else, because I personally believe that it's important to celebrate communion when we celebrate our Lord's death and resurrection. I think it's super important to do that. So I believe that, you know, grape juice is fine too with that. I don't think it matters. But the reality is this. There's nothing ever good come from alcohol. I told you guys, my dad and my mom got divorced when I was a kid. My mom was a German immigrant, so she didn't have a lot of ways to make money, and the fish camp really wasn't making enough money to keep the bills paid. And so she kind of opened up a German beer tavern. It was a clean tavern. It was a nice place. It was super spotless all the time because, you know, she's German, right? And she never put up with any nonsense in there. But I saw so many people come down with heart disease and diabetes and cancer, and the list goes on and on from all the alcohol and all the cigarettes that were being consumed in there all the time. I mean, I would walk into this bar. It's a small bar. It's like 30 by 30 feet or whatever. And I would walk into this place, and I would end up, there's a big fan in the corner before we had an air conditioner in there, and I'd open up the back door and open the front door and blow all the smoke out so I wouldn't have to breathe it. But then I finally began to realize that I didn't even want to associate with this because it just wasn't a positive experience for me from a health standpoint. And there are people in there that you really don't want to associate with anyhow that are just basically alcoholics. Now, I'm not saying to disrespect them, but I'd go in there and after I got saved and I'd talk to them about Jesus, you know, which didn't do much for the business. but I would do that anyhow because, you know, I would occasionally go visit my mother even after I got saved when I got out of graduate school at Florida State. So the craziest thing is all of this is that people believe if they start drinking red wine, they're going to be healthier and have a healthier heart. That's a lie. That's a total lie. You can do that same thing with grape juice or we even carry resveratrol. You can do it with that product. You don't have to drink alcohol. And secondly, that what they don't tell you is this. They tell you in that study that was done years ago about how red wine will reduce the risk of heart disease. They said don't start drinking red wine just to reduce the risk of heart disease because it increases the risks of all these other diseases more than it reduces the risks of heart disease. But they don't tell anybody that. So they tell you to drink alcohol because it's supposed to be healthy. It's not healthy. Austin's right. It's one of the worst drugs you can put in your body. It is a neurotoxin. That's why I said if you drink a beer a couple times a year, whatever. But I tell you what, you start drinking beer or alcohol on a regular basis, you're about 60, 70 years old, you're going to have a whole bunch of memory issues. I saw it happen with my mom. I saw it happen with my brother. I saw it with my surrogate father, Howard, who helped to raise me. I saw it with all of them. Not only with that then, but Howard was also eating a lot of pork products and drinking aspartame, and he ended up getting brain cancer. So, I mean, so the whole thing is this. These types of lifestyles aren't conducive for anything. I remember, Austin, I used to manage a gym in Winter Haven, Florida, back in the early 70s when I was still in high school. It was called Jerry and B's Health Club. A lot of people who are listening in the area will remember that. And I would run the place on Saturdays. And all the friends of mine that would come in on Saturday morning after they'd gone out and gotten drunk on Friday night, they never got bigger. They always looked the same. They never made gains in the gym. I mean, they could maintain, but they couldn't get bigger. And eventually their body started tearing down from the alcohol and that type of, we call in German, flottes Leben, or just basically a decadent lifestyle. And so I began to realize that, you know, alcohol and me just weren't something I wanted to do. So even before I got saved at the age of 23, I had already learned that alcohol was just something that I just needed to stay away from, that there was no positive benefits from it at all. Now, I'm not trying to preach a whole thing on anti-alcohol today, but somebody out there obviously needed to hear this, or the Holy Spirit wouldn't have directed me this direction today. But just remember, you don't have to drink alcohol unless you want to get fat to stay healthy with your heart. There's all kinds of natural things you can do with your heart. I personally believe taking vitamin E and cod liver oil on a daily basis will make your heart a whole lot healthier than the alcohol ever thought about doing, along with coenzyme Q10. Now there you go. Now you got a package. Cod liver oil, vitamin E, CoQ10 every day for your heart, for your cardiovascular system. Then when you're 60 years old, you can run and chase frisbees around in an open field. So unless you're already 60, if you haven't run around chasing frisbees for a long time, you might want to stretch your way into that one a little bit. That was an interesting thing for me to do. But again, healthmasters.com. Let's go ahead and do some news stories, Austin, because we're running out of time.
Yeah, well, one thing I want to hit lightly, because it's getting a lot of traction, especially in the conservative media, is basically what's going on in Oregon right now with basically Clive Bundy's son, who they've taken over basically this government building in the National Wildlife Refuge in Burns, Oregon. If you know anything about it, I'm not going to go into detail in it, but you guys need to understand that a lot of people are really eviscerating these guys for what they're doing. Now, I don't really advocate violence for this type of scenario, but they haven't made any type of violent threats. Essentially, what's going on is after the Dwight Hammond, the rancher, and his son already did 3 months for the dad and a year in jail for the son, they were released. Then the judge tried to overturn their release and say now they have to go do an additional 4 years in a state penitentiary for arson charges because they essentially burned their own property that they wanted to prevent wildfires from and also to prevent the invasive plants that were coming in. They were charged, I think, with like terrorism arson. And what you guys have to understand is that these guys out there, especially out in the Midwest, they're really old school. Most of these guys own tens of thousands of acres back 100, 150, 200 years ago. They went out there. They did all this. They owned all this property. And what the government has been doing for basically the last 50, 60 years now is coming back in and revoking their property and saying, you can have it, you can use it, but you're going to lease it from us now. You will no longer own it. And it's just more encroachment from the government on trying to take away people's rights and freedoms and ownership of property. And it's everything linked right back to Agenda 21. So we're going to keep an eye on this as far as with Bundy's son out there. And hopefully it doesn't escalate. I pray it doesn't. I hope they can get the issue resolved. We don't need to see another issue with Waco or like Ruby Ridge with ATF showing up out there. But the FBI is already coming out there now. So I'm sure ATF will be out there soon enough, and we all know what happens when they show up. So just keep an eye on
it. Well, the ATF is one of the most corrupt organizations in the country. And, you know, it was so funny. A few years ago, I met one of these guys, and I was talking to him. And he said to me, he goes, well, how do you feel about us? And I said, well, how should I feel about you guys? I know that you were instrumental in running weapons into Mexico with the Fast and the Furious. I know what you did at Ruby Ridge when you killed Randy Weaver's wife and you killed his son. And I know what you did there in Waco when you burned the creches out and you basically killed almost everybody there, including almost all the children. I said, how do you think I'm supposed to feel about ATF? I think you guys are totally and completely corrupt. And he looked at me kind of funny and he goes, well, that's a terrible attitude towards us. And I said, he said, we're not all like that. I said, well, until the bulk of you guys decide you don't want to be like that, that's going to be my attitude. I said, you guys are something else, man. I said, how in the world do you guys think you could just get away with this kind of nonsense? Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms? And I said, and you regulate everything, and then you act like you're the Gestapo when you regulate it, and you're the SS? And Austin, you were with me when I was talking to that guy.
Oh, yeah, that's how they act.
That's how they act. And I told him, I said, you know, I said, this is just nonsense. You guys act like this. And I said, you know, and you wonder when you show up with your little ATF jackets on why people get nervous, because if they know about Randy Weaver or Ruby Ridge, they don't want to get sniped from a mile away. All right. We'll change topics. Putin has now named the United States among threats in new Russia security strategy. This is from Yahoo News. A new appraisal names the United States as one of the threats to Russia's national security for the first time. A sign of how relations with the West have deteriorated in recent years under the King Obama. They didn't say that, but I'm adding that. The document about the strategy of national security of Russian Federation was signed by President Vladimir Putin on New Year's Eve. It says, Russia has managed to heighten its role in solving global problems and international conflicts. That heightened role has caused a reaction by the West. Relations between Russia and the West reached a low after Russia's forces annexed the Crimea Peninsula from Ukraine in March 2014 after protests in Ukraine forced its pro-Moscow president to flee Russia. You know, Austin, it's absolutely crazy to me that, you know, everybody has completely and totally forgot the Westfall, you know, Treaty of Westphalen and how we think we can get in everybody's businesses that have these international conflicts, these internal conflicts, and start bombing people. And we mentioned that yesterday. I mean, if the United States had another civil war, God forbid it happens, okay? All of a sudden, Russia comes over and starts bombing us, and China starts bombing us, and England starts bombing us, and Germany starts bombing us, and Canada decides they're going to bomb us, and Mexico says, we don't need bombs, we'll run across the border and start shooting you guys. I mean, what the heck? What's that all about? The Treaty of Westphalia from like 400 years ago forbid that. You're not supposed to encroach on a person's country and start bombing it or fighting it to try to deal with, you know, the stuff that's going on with the Civil War. You leave them figure it out themselves. You don't have to get involved with bombing them. That's complete nonsense. Do you have a story for me?
Yeah. But no, I did want to say that you're absolutely right. Is, I mean, how would we respond to that if Russia and China go, we don't like the way the United States is handling their civil war. We're going to put a stop to this. We're going to start bombing them until they stop having their civil war. I don't feel like it would handle really good. Well, I had a news article here also, too, related to black seed oil. They're starting to show more and more really positive effects with black seed oil. Now, this article is by Lynn Griffin, and this is basically her topic that she wrote on. And they did basically a plethora of research studies on black seed oil now, and they're starting to find out that when she was using black seed oil, that it actually destroyed pancreatic tumor cells with about an 80% success rate. Now, again, that's not something I can claim because I've never worked with anything like that, but they're starting to see extremely good positive effects from black seed oil. We do carry a very, very clean organic black seed oil here at the office. They can be very good for allergies, energy, bacteria infections, yeast infections, those sort of things. So I just wanted to point that out and let everybody know that it's also very effective against, I think, almost 100 out of the 144 antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria. That's what Lynn Griffin also said in this article. So that's just an interesting topic if you agree with that.
You know what's interesting about, and now we're saying black, B-L-A-C-K, black as in Schwarz, black as in Negro, black. That's what we're talking about now. That's what we're talking about, black, the color black. Black seed oil is what it's called. And what it does, it's a very, very potent product. And I take it every single day. And I can tell you this, years ago, for some reason, I have no idea why, I started getting itching in my ear canals. Oh, my gosh, it drove me nuts. And then finally, you know, we traced it down that I had a tomato allergy, and that helped a little bit when I avoided tomatoes, but it still was there. But when I started taking black seed oil on a daily basis, it completely went away. And every once in a while, it'll still bug me a little bit, you know, every few weeks, maybe for a few minutes, but it's nothing like it was. It was awful. And I thought, wow, if this thing will do that, and we've also worked with a lot of people who've used it for really good results with yeast infections. So black seed oil is one of those things. In fact, I read one article, which I can't say I agree with this title, but I'll tell you the title. It said black seed oil, the cure for everything but death. The cure for everything but death. And I started laughing, and I thought, wow, that's a pretty strong statement. But I'm not going to say that's true. I'm not talking about cures here today. I'm just saying that my ears don't itch. So what's the craziest thing is this, is that we have to realize is that if we eat the right kind of foods and do the right kind of things, sometimes we do need supplements on top of that, including the black seed oil. And I also take the cod liver oil every day. I also take the vitamin E. I take the zinc. I take the prostate support, the B vitamins, the multiple. And I also take, I also have a living fuel product that we use every single day, along with beet juice every single day, because that massively increases the blood flow. And also, I also take my HGH stimulate every day, because it really, really helps to maintain healthy blood pressure, and it really, really helps to burn body fat. So that's my basic regimen every single day without a fail. And I also throw on some CoQ10 about every other day. And I also take D3, because there are 10,000 IUs. I take one every other day. And I also take 13.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every day. You think, well, that's a lot of stuff to take. Well, yeah, it is. But I can chase a Frisbee at 60. So anyhow, I'm sorry. That was a little bit of a joke. But I feel great. Gosh, I feel great. I had my purple stick this morning, which we still have in stock. We're running low on again. But we still have our purple sticks in stock. And I remember I haven't had any caffeine whatsoever today, except for this morning I had my purple stick, you know, which is green tea extract is what it is. Caffeine like at 7:30, 8 o'clock. So this is a la natural Ted Brower today. No purple stick. Nothing, just me and the good Lord and Austin speaking here on the radio and hopefully to a bunch of our listeners. Here's another one. This is crazy. The U.S. has repealed the country of origin meat labeling law after trade rulings against it. This is nuts, by the way. That means you can't, if it's coming out of China or Singapore or India or wherever, they may have some kind of weird diseases. You don't have to be told where it is anymore. This is from CNS News. It's now harder to find out where your beef or pork has been born, raised, and slaughtered. After more than a decade of wrangling, Congress repealed a labeling law last month that required retailers to include the animal's country of origin on packages of red meat. It's a major victory for the meat industry, yeah, I imagine so, which had fought against the law in Congress and the court since the early 2000s. Lawmakers said they had no choice but to get rid of the labels after the World Trade Organization repeatedly ruled against them. Why are we answering to the World Trade Organization for the United States? I thought we were sovereign. Just thought I'd mention that. The World Trade Organization recently authorized Canada and Mexico, which had challenged the law, to begin more than $1 billion in an economic retaliation against the United States. Who does the WTO think they are? That they can send poisonous food into our cities, in our country, and we can't even know where it came from. Ugh, gosh, made me angry here. Here's another one. Police State America has invaded churches and places of worship in America. This is from Mass Private. Churches now join private companies, schools, colleges, sports stadiums, malls, and hospitals that are conducting active shooter drills. For more information, read my December article entitled Hospitals and Private Companies Are Conducting Mass Shooter Drills with Police in Alabama. A Presbyterian church wanted to hire its own police for protection. And the Federal Emergency Management Agent, FEMA, has been holding specialized training for congregations for active shooter incidents. Police across the country are speaking at places of worship, drumming up fear and telling churches to have greeter security, welcome worshipers, and look for anything that might be out of the ordinary. Again, trying to put fear in us. On a FEMA webinar last Wednesday on protecting houses of worship, the chief security executive of the Potter's House, the Reverend T.D. Jake, megachurch in Dallas, gave tips about behavior that should raise concern, such as a congregant arriving in a long coat in hot weather. If indeed church greeters should give a hug and feel for weapons, said the executive, Sean Smith. I call it the Holy Ghost pat-down, Smith said. Okay, I'm going to say one thing here. This whole thing just gets kind of out of hand with me sometimes. I start getting kind of irritated. So I'm going to try to calm my little butt down here and not say much I shouldn't say right now. Here's an article that just came in that Austin sent me this morning, and I want to read this, unless you want to read it, about Sheriff Grady Judd and what he said.
Oh, yeah. No, you can go ahead and read it. I don't have it in front of me right now.
I'm looking for it. I'm not seeing it. But what happened is we had 10 miles from here, we had somebody, a young man, walked into the person's house and opened fire on them, started shooting at them, okay? Broke in and decided he was going to just start shooting them. Well, the people living in the house just opened up on him, just shot him dead right on the spot.
Yep, I got the article right here. I pulled it up.
Yeah, go read it, Austin. Read it.
Yeah, basically a 24-year-old man was shot and killed after he unlawfully entered a Lakeland home Friday morning. It happened at 6:30 a.m. Now, he just absolutely picked the worst house, okay? It's 6:30 a.m., so everybody's probably just waking up, just getting their coffee, and they're obviously armed. Deputy said Chavez Faison entered the home and fired shots at two people inside. He was then shot and killed by the homeowner. No one else in the house was injured. Now, this is what Sheriff Grady Judd said. This is our sheriff in our county, Polk County, Florida. He quotes, "Forcing your way into an occupied residence is a bold and foolish decision. If you are foolish enough to break into someone's home, you can expect to be shot in Polk County," end quote. That's how our sheriff believes. That's how we believe, and that's what happens here. That's why we rarely see any crime in this county, especially when it relates to stuff like this. And like I said, this guy just picked the absolute worst house to break into.
Oh, and by the way, Grady Joe's a good friend of mine, and we go to church with him, actually, at the First Baptist Church. And he's a wonderful man of God, and he walks the walk, and he talks the talk, and he has a Bible on his desk. I urge all of you, all of my listeners, to get to know your sheriff in your county so they know who you are by first name basis. That's very, very important. If you don't have the right kind of sheriff, I consider voting him out or getting the right kind of sheriff. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. We'll be live again tomorrow afternoon. Thanks for listening. You guys are awesome. I hope you enjoyed the show. God bless.
You guys have a great night.